This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. As modern humans, we owe a lot to our grandparents. Many anthropologists believe that grandmothers in particular helped to ensure the success of the human species. They took care of babies and passed information on to younger generations. But it's been unclear when grandparents became so common. Now, as NPR's John Hamilton reports, there is evidence that the change happened fairly recently.
You can tell a lot about a person's age by looking at their teeth. Certain molars tend to come in around puberty. They wear down noticeably by age 30. Rachel Caspari of the University of Michigan used that information to study fossilized teeth from about 750 of our human ancestors. The study covered a span of 3 million years. Caspari found that the ratio of older adults to younger adults increased steadily until about 30,000 years ago.
But then, with the early modern humans of the Upper Paleolithic, it quadrupled. And this was really unexpected, and that's when we got very excited about this, because we thought this could explain a lot of the behavioral changes that we see with the advent of modern human behavior.
Changes like complex social connections, knowledge about family history, and artistic expression. But that doesn't explain why there was such a striking increase in older people. Kristen Hawkes at the University of Utah says the reason may be that children in families with grandparents were more likely to survive and to pass along the genes that allowed their relatives to live to a ripe old age. The reason grandparents became vital probably had to do with food. In some places, humans had to switch to foods like roots, which were hard to get. That meant small children couldn't feed themselves.
Those little kids needed help, and that meant that older females who weren't having new babies themselves could now do something for their fitness that they couldn't do before.
Hawkes thinks the rise of grandmothers could have happened much more than 30,000 years ago. But she says that whenever the change happened, it was liberating. With enough grandparents around to help, humans didn't have to stay put in places where children could feed themselves.
When you start feeding your kids and providing food for them, then you can go to places, stay in places where they can't feed themselves. So even though now your workload is, you could say, in a sense, increased, your latitude to be in different places and persist in them is much greater.
That may explain why modern humans were able to spread around the globe, while other prehuman primates died out. Caspari says grandmothers, and probably grandfathers, eventually did more than help families survive. They were the people who transmitted information and preserved cultural traditions.
People who aren't necessarily even involved in food production, who can then teach art or teach other kinds of traditions to their kids or their grandkids.
Caspari says there was a dramatic increase in art and body ornamentation at about the same time grandparents appeared to have become common. She says during that period, humans experienced a sort of information explosion.
What makes a modern human, has to do with having knowledge that transcends generations, that goes from one generation to the next, and also having these kind of very complicated social connections that link people together in this sort of social fabric.
And Caspari says those things might not have developed without grandparents. John Hamilton, NPR News.